The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell DC, interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell live in studio, waiting to take your calls on virtually anything you want to talk about your health. Give me a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Got a show for you today, but we want your questions and see what we can do to help you. Remember that this program is designed for you. It's here to make a difference in your life because there is a why is that behind every condition that is taking place. It's not just take these two pills and see me in the morning or call me next week or month or whatever. Let's watch it. You know, what are you watching? I'm not sure what. The program we're going to talk about today is one that is kind of a continuation, if you will, of everything that we've been doing over the last month or so, talking about the brain and trauma and injury and things of that nature. Last week, I'd like to thank all of you who came to the Rozell Center for Healing in Fairfax. It was an opportunity for you to hear a very dear friend and someone who I respect, Dr. Dan Johnston, who is one of the principals in BrainSpan Company, and you know that they measure the fatty acid metabolism in the brain, and it's a predictive test, not a diagnostic test, to things that cause the brain to deteriorate and break down and ultimately cause issues on a lot of levels, including dementia and Alzheimer's and so forth. But, you know, we're just scratching the surface. There's other pieces that you have to deal with. We're going to talk about something very interesting today, and it's how to stay focused and get your brain squared away, but you have to understand the underlying reasons, again, that these things happen, from injury to inflammatory levels to stress patterns and so forth. And in studio today, no one better than to go back and forth with me on this, and he'll be your host and your presenter this Wednesday evening at the Rozell Center for Healing, November 1st, Dr. Bryce Miller. Dear Bryce.
How are we doing, sir?
We're doing fine, my friend. You know, a little brain fog, a little kind of dead to the world right now because I just got off a plane an hour ago. But I'm here, and, you know, but we're talking about that type of stress pattern, you know, because when I'm, you know, pushing like I normally do down Atlanta and coming back, it has an effect. So your job today is to make sure that I sound cogent and coherent and you make sure things are working the way they're supposed to be. Seriously, this program fits hand in glove with what we were talking about last week or with Dr. Johnson and what we've been talking about literally for the last month on the program. You're positioning as stay fit, but you have to understand why the brain begins to deteriorate. And sometimes it's neglect. Sometimes it's trauma. Sometimes it's dietary patterns. And so, you know, in your experience with patients and the things that we see at the Rozell Center for Healing, it kind of embraces all of that. So what happens? Let's kind of reset the format on this. What is the slow kind of, you know, add-ons that take place and all of a sudden somebody finds themselves in a place where, you know, they don't remember, they can't bring their short-term memory to long-term memory, they can't facilitate information the way that they used to. They're not as quick as they can. Or neurologically, their body's just not doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, like you said, what we're going to do, it's kind of an add-on to what you guys were talking about last week, is just go through the basic fundamental reasons why your brain can start to have some dust, be foggy, not be quite as sharp as it used to be, starting with, you know, the foundational piece here, inflammation. Where does it come from? Is it dietary? Is it stress-related? Is it structural? Like you today, brain fog, sleep, a very important piece. We'll cover that as well. So
sleep, that's important?
It is. Oh, it is important.
I forget about things like that.
Yep. So without that good sleep, your brain cannot go through and clean itself out. We'll talk about how that works. I mean, interestingly enough, I've had research here that says your neurons can shrink by as much as 60% while you sleep. Your cerebrospinal fluid flows through there, kind of cleans the debris out of there, prevents inflammation. So we don't have these proteins building up that lead to the Alzheimer's or dementias and things things like that. So sleep is important.
So you take a guy like me, and there are many people like that. It's just, you know, I've been doing this my entire career, and people look at me, and how do you get away, and how do you keep going? How do you do the things that you normally do? I don't know. I think I have a brain transplant every once in a while that, you know, makes me in a better place. But I left Friday. I flew down to Atlanta. I had a meeting with a bunch of students on Friday night. Next morning, I started teaching early in the morning, taught all day yesterday, had a meeting last night, went to the airport this morning, got up early, and my flight was delayed by an hour. And I'm saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You know, I was about to call you and say, guess what? You're going to do the show by yourself. And, you know, finally I got there, not a problem, but it's that whole pattern. So here we've got, I'm on my feet all day long, physical. I'm teaching all day long and enjoying every minute of it because I love to do those things. And, but then the stress pattern of trying to get here because my plane is delayed and my body. So everybody's been through that process at one time or the other. So when it stacks like that, that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, this is a great example, actually, because you have, like you said, that using your brain all day, wearing it down, energy reserves are getting low, and then you have that stress of that late flight, that hormone cortisol and those stress hormones, they actually damage the two parts of your brain that relate to memory. The first is your prefrontal cortex, which is just a fancy word for the what's behind your forehead, and then the hippocampus, where your long-term memory starts. So that area can get damaged by the stress hormone itself, and then you obviously ran out a few hours of sleep, didn't get the best clean last night, so all those pieces together are exactly what happened day in and day out that lead to these problems.
I resemble that model.
You do?
Yeah, occasionally. Maybe, in fact, way too often than I should. Hippocampus? I don't have a hippocampus. I have a chip that we put in place just in case of. I found one the other day. No, seriously, you know, so when you do those kind of things and you're adding on to that, if you don't know how to take care of yourself, if you don't know how to revamp, if you don't know how to, you know, increase the fuel pattern at a high qualitative later, pattern, guess what happens? You start deteriorating and pretty soon you can't get it back. So, when the brain breaks down, we talked last week when Dr. Johnson was in, we were talking about omega-3 fatty acids, anti-inflammatory elements within the body. And then the thing that is there has to be a balance between 3, 6, and 9s, which, you know, people asked questions about the other day. But it takes it beyond that. There are other neurotransmitters that get tanked, right?
Yep. Yep, so I'm going to touch on the omegas and do those basic pieces, but you guys kind of covered that to the best of the ability last week. So through my presentation, we're going to go through other ideas, other ways. The neurotransmitters, like you're saying, are a big part of that. Now, the most important one for helping people rest and people relax, which is what everybody's problem seems to be out here on the East Coast especially, is GABA. And GABA is one that I focus on with brain health because it's what lets things cool off and not overheat, not get too excited, not keep running and running and running and running and burn the system up in the brain. So when your brain gets inflamed either by bad choices of the diet, you're not sleeping well, you're too stressed out, your body cannot make the GABA as well as it's supposed to, and so it doesn't have a chance to cool off. GABA makes your body, your brain relax and go down from high speed. So the more you stress, the more your brain goes high speed, which makes it go more high speed, and then the more you stress and da-da-da-da-da, it adds on over and over, and you get stuck.
So the other piece with GABA, by the way, GABA aminobenzoic acid, is one where people are, and when I say people, I'm talking about other physicians that are out there. They're starting to understand the model, but they overdo the model. And where I've had patients come in and they're taking GABA.
Right.
And, but what they've noticed is that the problem even becomes worse because they're given too much of it and they're not balancing it out with serotonin and dopamine, which are the other neurotransmitters that the brain has to have. And if they're not in an equilibrium, you got a problem.
Correct. Yep, I mean, they all play together. They all talk and have their own roles, and it's all about balance with any system. Too much of a good thing is obviously not what you want. You have to have that balance, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to go through how we can make you balanced, what you can do today to start balancing out your system. That's the key.
You know, the brain is plastic. It's very moldable. It's reformatting. Years ago, and we brought this up last week when we were talking, you know, to the 60-some people that came to the practice. And by the way, thank you for, again, for being there. We found out what the capacity of the office is relative to doing the program. What we see with this plasticity of the brain is several things that kind of fly in the face of what was accepted knowledge years ago. You used to think that, you know, whatever you were born with neurologically is what you had, period, end of story, that you can't get any more of it. there's no more neurological cells. And, you know, when you do certain things that destroy those cells can never be reformatted. Today, we know that's not true, that you can actually repair, restore, reform, regrow any tissue, any cell within the body, including the brain.
Yep.
And, but you have to be able to challenge it, trigger it, provide the right substances for that to take place.
Yeah. So that's a great point. The whole idea in the past that you can't fix the nervous system or heal the brain was kind of putting people at a loss of what to do. They say, oh, I accept I have this problem. Oh, it's just getting older. Well, that's not true at all. The brain-derived neurotrophic factor is the big one that I'm going to talk about, and there's different ways you can stimulate that, from things just as simple as exercise to certain nutritional patterns to other things that we'll go through. But the plasticity of the brain is what makes it so great. It not only will break down quickly, but it can also repair quickly if you do the right things, and not only do the right things, but stop the wear on the brain itself at the same time.
I mean, there's still hope for me.
There is still hope for you.
Wow.
I know.
I'm excited. You know, I'm sitting there this weekend and I'm talking to all these young doctors. Some of them have just graduated. Some of them are in their internships and so forth. And there's some that, you know, are somewhere in their educational process to become what we do and be able to administer to people. But I'm sitting there and these minds are so sharp. They're so quick. They have a tremendous amount of capacity. And there is that exposure that when you're in that environment, you begin to upregulate. And, you know, what I tell patients when they come in and they feel, well, I can't remember that anymore. I can't do that. And I said, look, it's structural, chemical, emotional. Let's really go through this pattern. You know, when you've been under, you know, the stresses and the slings and arrows of daily life, and, you know, you're not paying attention to the dietary patterns and so forth. In this country, even when you're trying to be really, really good, you can't be good because the food isn't as supportive as it needs to be. And, you know, you're eating things and drinking things and, you know, that really deteriorate and break the brain down. And you're unwilling at that point to then take the next step and exercise that muscle called the brain and learn something new. And I mean, really challenge your brain and get, well, and you see things and hear things like, I can't do that, you know, and so people default to what's easy instead of what's more challenging. And if you take that next step, that muscle gets stronger like any other muscle and you begin to repair, providing, and going back to what you were just talking about with the deterioration of hippocampus and GABA, you got to heal that first. You got to fix the nervous system and then challenge your brain.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just like when you go to the gym, if you do the same thing every day, day in, day out, you don't get sore anymore. You don't grow as much. You don't get that strength increase. You have to change what you're doing. You challenge your muscles in new ways, and your brain is a muscle just like the rest of your body. So, like you said, different ways to stimulate the brain, challenging it, learning new things, talking to different people about what you can do, but there's a lot of things that you can do today to start that process, and it's not as hard as you might think it is, and I'll show that.
This Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing, we're going to talk about a continuation of what we've been going on in the brain. Stay focused and get fit. We'd love to have you there as our guest. Dr. Bryce Miller will be your host, your presenter. Call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Or go directly to rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com. rosellecare.com. And there's a button that says register now. We have to have a reservation. There's no cost for the class. We do these as a gift to our community because we want you to have as much information as you possibly can to make a difference in your life. So register today. Make sure it happens. We were a full house last week. We want to make sure that we are there able to provide the information that is necessary for you to grow, create that cognizant significance that is rightfully yours. We're coming up to a break, and we have a lot more to discuss on the brain. We're going to take your calls. You give us a call at 888-630-9625. We'll talk to you today. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio. Love to talk to you. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give us a call. We'll talk about your stuff. We're talking about some very interesting things today. A continuation, if you will, of what's going on with your brain. And in studio to help me do that, Dr. Bryce Miller. And this Wednesday evening, Dr. Bryce will be your host, your presenter at the Roselle Center for Healing. We'd love to have you as a guest. You can give us a call, 703-698-7117, and ask the staff to reserve your seat, because, you know, when we're packed, as we were last week with Dr. Johnson. And in addition to that, you can go online at RoselleCare.com. That's R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E. Scroll down to the event, say register now, register here, and we got your seat, right? Remember, there's no cost or charge. We do this as a public service, public event, and we want to give this to you as our gift because you deserve it. Want to also make one little gentle announcement. Coming up in about, I think, a week from Monday, we're going to have one of our doctors who was with us for about 7.5 years return for he's going to be in the office mornings, and we're excited about that. And he does a lot of neurochemistry, a lot of neural work. Who am I talking about? Dr. Leonard Poe. He will rejoin the center and continue his ongoing building of his amazing practice out west of here. So the combination of the two is going to be significant. So if you'd like to come by and meet him and see him again, guess what? Starting a week from Monday, he will be back in our practice. Let's talk about the brain, my friend, and let's talk about injury. Let's talk about things that go bump in the night. And, you know, when you talk about brain injury, a lot of people think that it's a significant impact. It's a damage that occurs. But, you know, at the end of the day, you can have a mild brain injury pattern that continues to produce unending effects on the brain. And sometimes these mild brain injuries can be very misleading because there's nothing mild when it affects the brain. Things affect the brain significantly. But you get things like, you know, confusion and disorientation and even impaired, you know, I ran across this the other day, and I use the term impaired consciousness. And it's like a fogginess, an unreal situation, you know, because of that thing. So this is what we're talking about, how what we were talking about, the neurotransmitters not being, the GABA levels being way too low, imbalances in the feel-good juices, the serotonin, and so forth. But it's like a spaced-out condition. That's even a better way of putting it, right? Correct? How does that happen?
So lots of ways that happens, but to focus on the structural side of the triad of health that we always like to approach the any health condition in the body. So the structural pieces for the brain are very important. So the basic foundation is every joint in your body talks to your brain, and actually a part of your brain that controls how you respond to stress and things you encounter. So if your joints aren't happy, your brain can't be happy, causes extra wear and tear. That's one way. Two, the head injury itself, the mechanism there, you have a frontal impact on your forehead or the side or the back, your head bounces around, your brain bounces around inside that skull, and that will cause damage. Might be minor, might be major, but the problem is typically you get some swelling, put some pressure on the brain. The long-term effects are where we see big issues. If your body has a long-term low-grade inflammation in the brain over time, it starts to wear and tear on that system, causing buildup of proteins, which can turn into an Alzheimer's pattern, just make you feel cloudy-headed. Could just be some people's personalities, like you said, the change in consciousness. People's personalities change. You're right behind your forehead, that frontal lobe. That's where you are you. If you have image or very big damages there or problems with that area, you can change as a person. You can become more irritable. You can become, you know, just different types of tendencies. So we want to go through the body, assess where the problems are, and you can actually reverse and stop that pattern. Sometimes your body does not know that it should stop that inflammation response. It's trying to heal itself. It's trying to continue to do something in the brain, but it's putting inflammation in the system for too long, trying to heal for years and years and years and years, and that can actually cause more good than bad.
You know, the frontal cortex, which you're talking about, that area right behind your forehead, you know, we kiddingly say that young boys don't have a fully formed frontal cortex until they're like 25 years old, and they have all that crazy, I'm going to do it no matter what, you know, hell with the consequences, you know, type of attitude. And, you know, that's what we see with brain injured patients. They seem to have a misunderstanding of consciousness within the world. And they go back a little bit into that pre-state of formation.
Yeah, that's the prefrontal cortex has what's called executive function control, which is going to do your impulse inhibition, so you don't just jump off that bridge to impress those females or do something crazy. So getting that taken care of is a big part of helping the brain work better.
I mean, you become cooler as you get older. Something of that nature, right? You know, my dear son has a way of handling all these young boys are soliciting his oldest daughter. When the phone rings, these guys called, he says, "You have the wrong number. She doesn't live here." We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live, and we got a lot more for you. Be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio. Call us, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to answer your questions on anything that happens to be in your mind. Guess what? Here's an opportunity to figure out what you can do without drugs, without surgery. We always try to put you in a position to realize that where you are right now is only temporarily that way, because you can change virtually anything. And in this particular situation, talking about brain injury, last week we had Dr. Dan Johnston on, and we were talking about problems there. We want you to know that you can make a difference in anything that goes on with the nervous system. You're not just stuck with what you're born with. You can actually, and that's, you know, while I'm going through it, I'm recapping, you know, Dr. Bryce, somebody asked a question last week. Can, you know, if that's true, can you get smarter? You know, from where you are, you know, are you stuck with your intelligence quotient? You know, and the truth of it is yes, you can actually get smarter because you can repair, regrow, reform the nervous system.
Yeah, intelligence is kind of a complicated term in that regard because it can be taken lots of different ways. But yes, the more you use it, the more the brain enhances those tracks. So you have a faster synapse, you have a faster connection between parts of your brain. So the more you do things, the more you train it, you supply it with the right foods and nutrients and stimuli, it can improve function.
You know, and that's very, very true. You see people that all of a sudden they come out of the dark, if you will, and you find out, you know, what their dietary patterns were. And a lot of these things are passed through epigenetically, so it sets the stage. But we also know that about 90 to 95% of all genetic pass-throughs are fully and completely reversible. It's not something that you have to live with. Whether they manifest themselves or they go away depends on that, what we talk about, injury patterns and biochemical irritations, diet, and emotional stress patterns. Let's go to the phone. Scott, thank you for calling. How can we help you, sir?
Hey, good morning. I had two questions. The first about melatonin. I'm a TBI survivor, 40th anniversary, actually.
What happened to you? How'd you hit your head?
I went through a windshield at 60 miles an hour.
That'll work.
Was in a coma for 2 days. Survived.
Obviously.
Sleep. I've come to rely on melatonin, liquid melatonin, a couple drops here and there for a long time. Is that a bad thing? Second question, omega-3s. I have a product from Swanson. It's an organic flax, and it has 40 to 60% omega-3. Is that the right mix?
Well, the piece is that there's better questions to both of these. Let me ask you a couple defining questions on top of what you just said. First of all, on average, how much melatonin do you take every day?
It's liquid, 4 or 5 drops maybe.
Which is how much? How many milligrams?
The
milligram dosage is the important piece.
5 or 6 probably.
You're probably not going to get into too much trouble with 5 or 6. How old are you, Scott?
Almost 60.
Okay, so you're probably not going to get into too much trouble with it, but obviously in the best of circumstances, you want to reset your body's production, your pineal, to be able to produce that melatonin at the level that you need it, because melatonin is what's going to put you to sleep and relax the brain.
Yeah, and there's other pieces there too. When you have the head injury and you have that inflammation pattern, and if you haven't had that looked at, assessed, or treated to kind of turn off that cascade of inflammation, you'll activate certain enzymes that will break down your serotonin, which is your precursor to melatonin. So you have to have the building blocks before the melatonin to actually be able to make it. And then B6 is a very important part of making the body able to make melatonin. So a couple of different things you can try there as well.
Yeah, there's a whole different pathway. And the further you go back into the initiation of it, the better off you're going to be. You know, B6, tryptophan, sometimes you have to get to the place of 5-HTP, which is 5-hydroxy, tryptophan. And then in combination, it'll produce your serotonin, and then that goes into your formation of melatonin. But you have to find out where the system's broke. When you have brain injury, it tells you that there's a gate that's been closed and the body's not working the way it's supposed to. Relative to inflammatory pathways, you know, there are patients that we take up and we give 25 to 30, grams, inflammatory or anti-inflammatory omega-3s on a day-to-day basis. But it depends on the patient. Some people are sensitive to fish oils. You can't give it. Some people can take flax, but it doesn't do the job. Or they're sensitive to flax. You have to look at the individual patients as ways of making that done. However, having said that, you know, if you're taking a good omega-3, Swanson is okay. It's not the greatest product in the world.
Organic
means nothing. Again, you know, you can have an organic product if it's not, if you don't see organic non-GMO today, you still may not be getting good quality. Also, how it's synthesized, where it was grown, what the substrates are, what the ratios are exactly. Those are the things, and each person relative to injury pattern is very, very different.
Plus, when it comes to anti-inflammatory properties, I'd much rather have you on an EPA or, something that's a stronger type of anti-inflammatory cascade. So I'd use a fish oil product or something that's going to be different.
Isn't there huge issues of mercury with all this fish oil stuff?
It depends on where the source of the fish is coming from. Depends on the size of the fish they're using. There's a lot of different factors that are involved in them. Ones that we use or we like to take advantage of at our clinic are going to be cleaner products. So you can't just go to the store and grab a fish oil from, you know, Whole Foods and think it's going to be clean.
Yeah, the professional products that we use, they open themselves up to voluntary investigations.
They check the levels of mercury.
They check their
to conclude that 2 or 3 to 4 or 5 milligrams of melatonin to get me down and to sleep, like at 4 a.m. when it seems like I wake up and it can't go back down, I can take that. It's probably not going to hurt me, right?
Well, I'm not going to tell you that because you don't know what's really causing the problem. If you're waking up because your cortisol level is popping up, it could be because your blood sugars are crashing. When blood sugars go down, cortisol goes up, and you wake up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. So you have those things as well. You also have to look to see, you know, all those other pathways that we were talking about. So generally, is 3 milligrams of melatonin a problem? When you want to take those is before you go to bed at nighttime, about an hour, hour and a half before bedtime, not in the middle of the night. So because now you're going through the circuit at the wrong area. At that point, getting close to 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, your cortisol should be creeping up slowly to get you nice and awake by 6:30, 7 o'clock. So now what you're doing is you're intervening in an abnormal way. If you're going to do it properly, you want to do it before that. So Scott, listen, what has to be done here, if you're waking up in the middle of the night, it may not be a melatonin deficiency. It may just simply be a blood sugar transport problem that you're dealing with, and you have to deal with that. If you're going to deal with omega fatty acids to keep the inflammatory levels under control, one of the things that you want to do is make sure you're getting good quality substances. And one of the things you can do is go to krill oils because they're up in the cold waters of Alaska. They don't have the high levels of mercury. They're not bottom feeders. But the things that you want to stay away from are things like tuna and swordfish and the bigger fish, that sometimes they harvest and they get them from farming, these fish, and they're not good. But, we have to make sure that where you start with these products is you start in the beginning. So is 3 milligrams of melatonin a problem? No. But if you're taking it at the wrong time, you're not doing anything to help reset, reformat your body. And you want to make sure that first you need them. Is there anything else that's broken? Do you need the 5-HTP? Do you need the B6? Do you need the precursors to that function, that capacity? So I hope that helps you a little bit. It's not just cut and dry. But again, to answer your question, 3 milligrams at your age is probably not a problem, but you're still not answering the question, why is it broken? So having said that, anything you want to add?
No, that's good.
Okay, 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We're talking about brain function and a continuation of what we've been doing at the Results Center for the last month, basically talking about all kinds of brain injury patterns. We'd love to have you as our guest, Dr. Bryce Miller, my guest in studio today. Your host this Wednesday evening will present BrainFit, and actually it's going to tell you how to really get this brain sharp and restore things. I want to talk a little bit about closed brain injury, you know, these traumas that we occur that we don't even see one coming but can take place. A close traumatic brain injury is, for example, one that's very common in our area is a car accident. And some people say, well, I didn't have a problem. I was only hit at about 10 miles an hour, 15 miles an hour. But when that occurs, what you get is the linear impact of force coming from the car, going to your car, going to your back, going up into the spinal cord, and then ultimately hit the brain. Generally at 15 miles an hour, that impact to the brain is about 5 gravitational units of impact. And subsequently, what happens is you get shaken, and you get trauma, and you get an inflammatory reaction, and you get twisting of the cord covering, the dura, and now you have a recidivistic injury, a pressure, an irritation that is causing this nervous system to continue to break down. Dr. Bryce, so when you see a patient like that, you know, they didn't get hit badly, and, you know, there may be little or no muscle spasm, but what did happen is that they got shook pretty good, and they didn't realize it, but their brain bounced off the walls.
Yeah, it's a common thing I ask patients on the first intake is, have you had any injuries? And people often say, no, nothing, never had a car accident. No, not really, it was just a little bump, you know, it doesn't count because I didn't have any neck pain. Well, that's what I want to know, because like you said, those things can set up patterns. That little bit of bumping can set off a torquing in the dura mater, like you said. The upper neck bones can be kind of ajar. Your head gets a little bit inflamed. And if you're a normal person, really healthy, you know what? Maybe your brain does go back and resets itself and does okay. But if you have a bad diet, you've had a high stress situation, and you have that happen, then you might get stuck in that inflammatory pathway. So it depends on what your situation is at the time of the injury that can make and break. Do I have a chronic long-term inflammation in my brain, or can it reset itself fairly okay?
Remember, so many of these things are superimposed on top of other lifestyle situations that, you know, we forgot about, we don't think about it. They become so commonplace that we think that they're normal. You know, we don't eat the way that we're supposed to. As I said, you know, to our last call, I told Scott, I said, look, I said, not only, he said that the substance he's taken is organic. I said, that doesn't count all the time, because are they organic GMO products? What does that mean? You know, genetically modified substances can be grown organically, but it doesn't mean that they're good for you. That just means that they've taken away the pesticides and the garbage, and they've grown them in a clean environment, but you still have a modification of the genetic map, and now it's going to affect you just the way it is. And so you have to look at across the board. Then is it balanced? Where do they come from? You know, where's the, you know, what are the levels of mercury? You know, what are the levels of aluminum? What are the of arsenic and so forth? We know that certain, if you're eating other than organic rice and it's grown in this country, that the levels of arsenic are significant, and you have to be very, very careful with those. So you have to understand the mechanism, particularly as it begins to affect the brain, these closed inductive injury patterns. You bump your head on the kitchen cabinet. You know, I'm always dinging my crazy head, you know, whether on the top of the head, the car, the garage, whatever, and I'm getting all these nicks. And the thing is I'm conscious of it, so I have to reset it. I have to make sure that, you know, that's taken care of. I take omega fatty acids. I get treated. I make sure that my energetic system and my platform is normalized, because I do crazy things like, you know, leave for 36 hours, go teach, come back in, do the radio program. But that's my lifestyle. But in doing that, I have to appreciate the stress factors to my body. Most people don't, and they don't take care of themselves. So you see the insidious breakdown. So this Wednesday night, I know you're going to get into this, and you're going to show people how to make this happen. The injury patterns are embedded. They're still there. And that's what you see with these small injuries.
Yeah, exactly. Just see a layering effect. I mean, like we say, the triad of health, structural, chemical, and emotional stress. Well, it's exactly the case with the brain. You've had a long bit of stress throughout your life. Your brain's inflamed from that. You eat the wrong things. You don't digest your food as well as you should because you're stressed. Now you have inflammation in the gut, which causes the blood-brain barrier to leak. Now your inflammation in your blood is in your brain. And then you have a little small injury because you hit your head on a cabinet or a small car accident. Those things are all adding up, and then it causes a major problem down the road. It's all these micro traumas, micro stresses that produce layers of inflammation. And what I want to do on Wednesday is go through and have you identify and show you where these sources are coming from and what you can do to stop and reset these processes.
It's an important process that you have the tools. And, you know, when you have injuries that you put up with, you deal with, and all of a sudden you see body function not what it should be. You know you can't go up the stairs as quickly as you did, so you go slowly and you start holding on to things. That's not normal at any age. You know, if somebody else can have good, vital, tremendous capacity in their health and their wellness and their well-being, you should be able to do that too, if you're willing to make the changes. And so you have to look at the injury patterns of the body, look at the dietary and the exposures, the environmental triggering mechanisms that are there, and then the emotional stress that we, you know, we have a tendency to put things in our back pocket and not look at them. We don't want to deal with, you know, well, I'm fine. No, you're not. You're still chewing on this thing. And then what happens is it starts eating on the structural piece, it starts eating on the biochemical piece. So this Wednesday evening, when you go through the process, it's one that is going to be very revealing. And those of you who've attended our programs in the past know that we try to give you as much as we possibly can. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about measurement pieces. We'll probably talk to you a little bit, you know, at one point for a couple of minutes about, you know, how to measure those through brain span and other things of that nature as well. So please join us. Please join Dr. Bryce Miller this Wednesday evening. Call Roselle Center for Healing at 703-698-7117 or simply go online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com. And hit the button, say register now. We have to have that reservation. As you know, we can get full very, very, very quickly. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. We're going to come back and put a few things together for you just to make it all seem right.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle live in studio. 888-630-9625. That's how you get a hold of us here every Sunday. Same old time on the dial, right? I mean the clock. 12 high noon in the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you who listen to us out west, you know the math, 3 hours earlier. And those of you who are listening to us elsewhere, particularly Armed Forces Radio, thank you so much for listening in, and thank you so much for your service. We really appreciate it more than you'll ever know. My guest in studio, Dr. Bryce Miller, is going to be talking about how to repair that brain, you know, from all the stress patterns, injury patterns, dietary indiscretions, and so forth, and that have allowed you, you know, sometimes in a very young portion of your life to say, my brain is going, I don't know what's going on, it's not happening the way it's supposed to. This Wednesday at the Roselle Center for Healing, 7 p.m. on the nose, November the 1st, join us. All you have to do is call 703-698-7117 or just go online, rosellecare.com, and hit the button that says register now. Dr. Bryce, let's get into this a little bit more and talk about the area that we touched on some about, you know, that rest and recuperation and repair model. You know, it's called sleep.
Yeah, sleep is a huge part of brain health, and I like that we had our caller earlier talk about how his sleep was not an issue of being able to fall asleep, but it was waking up in the middle of the night, because those are two completely different scenarios and two different causes for that. So the being able to calm your mind down, go to bed, that's a different situation. That could be, you know, high levels of cortisol still in the body because you're stressing out, and other types of patterns there. You're just having too much wind up going on in the brain versus somebody who can fall asleep just fine, but then wakes up at 2, 3, 4 a.m. and then can't get back to bed. Like you said, blood sugar issues are a commonly cause of that situation, and that can be adrenal gland related, it can be liver related, it can be B vitamin related. There's lots of different factors depending on the individual. But the big point is we have to get you sleeping deeply. You can't just take melatonin or have that glass of wine or eat that, you know, sweet food to get into that coma to fall asleep, because if you're doing those things, your body is not getting down into the deep levels of sleep that you need to clean itself. Like I said, your brain cells will shrink in size as much as 60%. Your body's flushing the brain with cerebrospinal fluid to get out that debris and inflammation. If that stuff sits in there and over time builds and builds and builds, another bump on the head, more bad dietary patterns, putting inflammation in the brain, doesn't get cleaned more and more and more day in, day out, you start to get these major problems which can manifest as bad as Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and other types of dementias.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about the melatonin question that Scott had when he called in. You know, melatonin, unfortunately, is a useful and a very destructive hormone within the brain. If you take too much of it, your body stops producing not only melatonin, but other neurotransmitters as well. It stops the cycle, stops the flow down, because it's like an overwhelm. There's an axiom that's called floodgate effect. And what that really means is that a little bit is good, a whole lot is not necessarily better. It overwhelms the receptor of what's supposed to be initiating the repair process. So what happens at that point is too much, and it acts as if there's nothing. Worse, there's side effects to the too much. So we have to be careful when we go grab things. And some people are out there, and the reason I ask them how much are you taking and when you're taking it is simply because of that floodgate receptor effect. It can be very damaging.
Yeah, too much of a good thing is not necessarily better, and you have to make sure there's a balance between the systems because everything talks to everything else.
It's critical, particularly with this thing that we call our brain, and the brain is just the mechanism. The mind is what allows us actually to be human and to be able to create. Dr. Bryce, great program. I'm looking forward to presentation Wednesday evening, and you know there's a whole lot of information that people will gain from being there, so be there. Go to resultcare.com or call 703-698-7117. Register now. I promise you it'll be a great night. We're coming up to the end of the program, as we usually do, unfortunately. Wish we had another 2 hours to talk to you. Love you all. See you later. Bye.